Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. House Play.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Hello, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B, and I've got my main man over here. We got Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth, the Sentinel. Man, Wonder, what's going on?
Fake Michael, real Michael, we all in the place today. Oh, man, today's a good day, man. It's a good day. I know we got tons of clips. Yesterday we had a guest. Shout out to Don. And I couldn't shut the hell up because he was a really good guest. And that's the thing we have. And at first I'm like, 2 hours? Really? I mean, but then when we first started doing the show, I was like, oh, the hour? Because sometimes we'd have callers and they pissed me the hell off. And sometimes we have really, really great callers. I'm not naming any names. But yeah, and so I was like, all right. But then we started getting these amazing guests lined up one after another, and I'm like, damn, we need at least 2 hours to get through this, and there's so many things. And shout out to Chuck Ocelli for putting this on with our last night's guest. Chuck is an amazing researcher. I haven't delved into all of his work, but I'm starting to check it out. And like I said, I was listening to Jordan Maxwell recently, and he has a whole series with Chuck Ocelli. And Chuck Ocelli, like last night's guest, like V, like myself, we're not going to, even though we're, I hate the term conspiracy theorists, we're free thinkers, doesn't mean we're going to jump to conclusions on anything. We keep an open but skeptical mind. Just because we don't believe the government's story on 9/11 doesn't mean that we think shapeshifters brought the towers down, or, you know, reptilians were involved. And maybe they were, you know what I'm saying? But we don't come to those conclusions off the top of my hand. So shout out to Chuck. He's a real good researcher, and he's very thorough. And I think he goes with the best evidence that there is. He knows everything to know about the JFK case. And then last night's guest was pretty well-versed on a number of topics, and I'm realizing that Chuck is too, so... Shout-outs to V for booking some dope-ass guests. And, I mean, again, V, thanks for allowing us to interview multiple times an NSA whistleblower. I mean, check that off the bucket list. That's just awesome. I mean, that just goes to show the pull that V has, the dedication that V has to do this. And he really he spends his time on so many different projects. One of them is TLB Talk, which we'll talk about. But, I mean, just to be able to do the research, put out his documentaries, put out the show, the TV show, the radio show, book the guests, figure out the questions, research the guests. I mean, he does a lot of work. So you guys go over to TLB Talk, give a donation, sign up. It's free, Android, iPhone. And V, how can people donate to you directly?
Well, I would actually rather them donate to TLBTalk.com. Because once again, I'm not in this for me. I'm not You know, people have a hard time with their faith in people that do what we do because a lot of people turn out to be, you know, salesmen, some sort of con artists. You know, I'm not like Alex Jones. I'm not here to sell you vitamins, okay? I mean, not that that's a bad thing.
I need my bonus details.
Again, what I've been doing, it's been built by me and my team. We are self-sufficient. I try to pride myself on being a businessman because I want to make my own cheddar. So I made the connections. I build what I can build, and I don't ask for donations. But TLB Talk is something that I have helped fund and bring to fruition for you, the public. I can't continue to do that. So if you, the people, want this platform, you're going to have to donate. TLBTalk.com. Sign up. Create a profile. Make your own group page.
And as soon as you make
you click on that donate button, well, make sure you click on that donate button.
Yeah.
And you know, because it's your platform.
Yeah, it's not mine. You're right. And after you donate to that, to the platform, TLBTalk.com, you can get an Apple, Android. I have it for my iPhone, upgraded from the Metro PCS, moving on up. After you do that, go on Facebook and share the link. We've been asking for a censorship-free platform for years and years and years. We have it. Share it. More people are banned than ever. And like I always say, all the old groups are there. Start your own new group. All the old people that got banned, all the cool, badass people that got banned, they're all there. I got banned a bunch of times. I'm there. And it's not just like a Facebook clone. There's also a whole bunch of different stuff. And it's not all truther stuff, too. There's a variety of things on there. But harping on the truther stuff, man, there's a great, great portion of the site, which is documents. And, I mean, everything from patents to scientific studies to declassified government documents to COVID-related information, studies. I mean, it's just – it's a lot. It's a wealth of knowledge. And it's a better place to get your news because, I mean, you can go – your choices are now. You can go to Fox, MSNBC, Breitbart. You can go to Now This or – you could go to a censorship-free platform and look at the documents yourself, and you don't have to have creepy Chris Cuomo or Sean, racist Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson have to tell you. You just get it yourself and you make your own mind up. Imagine that. TLBTalk.com.
That's right. And once again, it's your network. You donate to it. You keep it running. Okay? That's the only way that you can be sure that it's not co-opted by anybody else. No corporations, no governmental entities trying to control public opinion. Public opinion rules the day on TLBTalk.com. Okay, you are the public. There's not going to be anybody petitioning that, we have all these conspiracy theorists talking, expressing their freedom of speech, and we have to flag everything. Let's go in there and get an army and flag everything. Yeah, well, you know what? I would love it if all these people came in and created profiles and let themselves be heard, but they're not going to shut anybody down. Freedom of speech, all right? And we're definitely warriors for the truth. And when it comes to the truth, well, listen, all you gotta do is have the information available to you. The truth belongs to those who seek it, and not for those who try to censor you, try to shut you down. But anyhow, yes, TLBTalk.com. Join up today. Yes, we're gonna... last night, I just so fired up, so fired up. I kind of want to have a little fun. I would have a little fun tonight. And if you're going to put funny stuff like that in the chat, oh my God. It just pops up on the screen too, because I don't have the chat window open. It's funny when it just pops up in bold letters across my entire screen, Mike.
I know. Oh man, yeah. One day, guys, when everything, when we save the world together, you guys will see, man. You guys will see this awesome chat we got going on over here.
Yeah, you know what? We'll have memberships to behind the scenes stuff. That's kind of business we need to do. We're definitely going to have content for that deserves your money. So, your money and time.
I just got to say this one because we can't share everything here. Basically, Mike says in the chat, he got banned from the R Austin on Reddit for calling him idiots. But I read it as I got banned from the R Autism Reddit for calling them idiots. And I'm like, Mike, what the hell is wrong with you? I was like, yeah, I just got banned. I'm like, I'm imagining Mike sitting there behind his big leather chair, smoking a cigarette with sunglasses on, pretty much in the dark. And he's like, I got banned from the autism Reddit for calling them a bunch of idiots. And then I was like, oh, Austin. Okay, gotcha. So we had one little swoop there, and that's what happens. And guys, I'm on my laptop today too. I'm not even reading off the little phone, so geez. So good. So it just for the record, Mike is not a bully of autistic neurodiverse people, so yeah, you guys should see the chat. It's lit AF. Wait till you guys see what we got in the works. It's going to be dope.
We might as well say, I mean, well, listen, this episode is going to be a little controversial. Like I said, I'm just going to have a little fun this evening. And I mentioned last night we should do an episode on just the scumbags. Let's just do an episode talking about the sleazebags of the world. And fine. No,
more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
You know, I'm gonna start with the Bob Sagetts out there for radio edit. Don Lemon. Yeah, I went off with him at the end of the show last night, and I wanna try not to be so angry about this. But
you ever sick duck to coke? No, I didn't think so. Who this man?
Well, and I know what I'm gonna say is, yeah, it's not gonna be popular. Listen, just I'm not anti-gay. I'm not homophobic. I mentioned before, my best friends in the world are gay. Okay. And you know, and don't dismiss me, because you know, if you white people can just be like, oh, I've got a friend that's black, so I can say this, this, and this. Well, guess what? I've got friends that are gay, so I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. Don Lemon, good Lord, you know what? Let's just play a clip. Let's play a clip.
We have been talking a lot tonight about people coming out. Do people really need to do it anymore? The answer is yes, and here's why. I know plenty of people who live double lives. They are open with some friends, not all, but closeted to their families and coworkers. They're afraid of being judged or afraid to hurt someone they love, very often a parent or a grandparent, just for simply sharing with them the simple truth about who they are. Imagine being afraid to tell the people you love the most about someone you have a crush on, someone you're dating, someone you're planning to marry. And not only that, imagine keeping track of the people you've told and haven't told, and then making sure those people are never in the same place at the same time. It's exhausting. It ain't easy. I have been there. Coming out is a very personal decision. And while it was my personal choice to come out to family members, coworkers, and friends in my 20s, I didn't come out publicly to the world until just a few years ago in my 40s.
Whoa, John Lemon gay?
Or any of my recently out gay colleagues. I didn't do it sooner because I was afraid of losing my livelihood. I was afraid that you would no longer watch me. I was afraid of people like Phil Robertson, who claimed to love everyone while simultaneously thinking that everyone's love isn't equal. The people who use religion and scripture to shield bigotry now towards gays and in the past towards women and African Americans. Hopefully for Robin, like me, empowerment quickly replaced fear once I did come out. And if people like Phil Robertson are deserving of keeping their platforms and are even defended and celebrated, then people like Don Lemon or Thomas Roberts or Rachel Maddow or Sam Champion or Anderson Cooper or Robin Roberts are also deserving of their platforms and should be celebrated as well. That's why it's still important to come out and say very simply, I'm gay.
Yo, the thing is, what story has he ever broke? Does he just come on and say and read off a teleprompter, or is he a journalist? Did he break any stories? Because Mike, you're too funny in this chat. I'm not aware that he broke any big story. Now, if he did, I mean, that's cool.
I think the biggest story of his career is that he came out in public. Now, coming out in public, you know, that's something that I was told was indecent growing up. You never come out in public.
I told you never pull out.
Well, you know what? Public. You know what? What do I look like, Joe Biden? What am I pulling out for? Listen.
Do you want to know the real reason, V? This is serious. Do you want to know the real reason that Joe Biden pulled out of Afghanistan?
Come on, man.
Does anybody know? I'm trying to be serious for one sec here, guys. Can we have a moment of... I'm trying for one second. We can get right back to it. Do you know the real reason that Joe Biden pulled out of Afghanistan?
Ooh.
Because it was over 20 years old.
Oh, I was going to say, that's like, my child support.
Hit me with the drum roll. Oh, damn it. Am I getting the wah, wah, wah?
Through your freedom.
Right now, Mike is behind the board judging, damn, does Will's joke get a or does it get a womp, womp, womp? He was sitting there like Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. He was teasing me with a thumb. I thought I was going to get it, and he hit me with a womp.
Unbelievable, sick.
All right, anyways, we'll get to Biden here in a second. Listen, Lemon. And I'm going to get serious here for a second. Lemon, I'm very disappointed. Now, I'm going to chase that statement. I'm going to restate and chase that statement I made last night at the end of the show. Yeah, as a black man, Don Lemon just... From my perspective, I mean... I'm going to add... You know, I'm coming from that, you know, I'll say from a Latino perspective even. You know, it's that machismo. It's that manlyhood, manliness. Now, when you look up homosexuality, I actually had some old dictionaries, and this was actually thought of back in the day. When you looked up homosexuality in old dictionaries, old Webster's, it said... Besides the liking of the same sex, another definition was of someone who lacked character.
Hey, thunder's going on here, boys.
Now, I'm probably going to get some controversial whatever about this, but listen, someone who lacked character. Now, I'm not saying that... Again, it's not an attack against homosexual people, but this is... You technically are out of character. As a male, you're supposed to be, you know, the hunter, the dominator, the conqueror. You're supposed to be, you know, that machismo. You know, that the macho-ness. That's what it's about. That's the best part of being a man, is that you can be macho. Now, that is out of character for homosexuals. That's fine. Now, when you have homosexuals, you know, you like another man, hey, that's great. I've got nothing against you. More power to you. That's great. You find love, if you can find love anywhere in this world, grab it, take it. I full support you. You know, hey, bro, dude, I like you. Hey, I like you too. Hey, let's fool around. Hey, you know what? What you do behind closed doors, once again, more power to you. But to be flaunting, just, I don't know how you go from liking another person of the same sex to acting like that person of the opposite sex. So, being flamboyant and just openly just the opposite of macho. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm addressing this. It's not, again, I'm not anti-LGBTQYXZ, whatever. I'm not. I mean, hey, if you're good looking enough to me, I might let you try me. All right? I'm open right now. I've not tried everything in the world, but hey, if you can convince me, hey, let's have a drink. But when you
heard
have...
that community's call in.
But the thing is, you have Don Lemon. And from my point of view, again, as a macho guy, Don Lemon is a sellout. He's a sellout in every way, shape, and form. For somebody who sold out, I mean, he's the head spokes anchor, whatever, for CNN, your most liberal, you know, media crap garbage that you're going to get besides Anderson Cooper. I'm struggling trying to describe this because...
Well,
But hold on. When you're a sellout, you have nothing left of yourself. That's the whole phrase. You sold out. There's nothing left of you. So you have no character. For a black man to be bending it over, taking that huge amounts of Caucasian phalluses, you know, I mean, hasn't the black man in America been screwed enough? I mean, to be the literal and physical embodiment of being dominated and subjugated. I mean, look at him. He's like the establishment's wet dream of what a black man should be.
Well, he also got Lil Nas X, but I think you're right. It has nothing to do with... I think it has the two main points here. And I will refute that in my next point. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the fact that you're a homosexual, because... there have been homosexuals that didn't sell out, and they're awesome. I mean, Richard Pryor.
But I'm saying it's just in every way, shape, and form of being sold out.
Well, yeah, and so
he has no stance for his people. He has sold out to the establishment. There's no way he can stand and represent anybody but the establishment.
He's not walking up and, I mean,
he'll sit out
in Soho and talk about how people will come up to him and say, oh, we love you, we watch you every night. I would love to meet that person who watches Don Lemon every night. Wow. But he's not, he'll be in Soho at a fancy restaurant outside, but he won't be in Harlem outside. He won't be in DC outside.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to catch him in Queens, Flatbush. You're not going to catch him in these areas talking about, power to my people. He's not.
And that's the point. That's the point.
He's literally the equivalent to, I like I said in the last show, he's not, he wouldn't be just the house nigga. He would be sleeping at the foot of Master's bed. And there to fellate and to bend over for Master whenever Master so pleaded. And he will. And he said in his clip, and this clip was 7 years old, by the way. He said he's in his 40s. Man, I'm going to listen. Maybe that's why he sold out. Maybe that those facials is keeping his skin looking very young.
Well, it could be that he did unicorn cocktails. Just kidding. But, the thing is
he's getting the cream. The anti-aging cream, Will.
Well, yeah, they got all that. They got all that stuff. I'd say half jokingly about unicorn cocktails, but I mean Peter Thiel, who's a Bilderberg member and who's a billionaire, has talked about blood transfusion from the young. You hear that in the news. Kim Kardashian got a blood facial, and then Sandra Bullock was on the Ellen Show getting an aborted baby penis facial. That's one of my most famous videos, and it's got banned so many times. It's like my underground favorite right there is aborted baby penis fetal cells, and they're talking about rubbing it on her face. Sandra Bullock would have to be the last woman alive to save the planet, and even I wouldn't kiss her. Can you imagine kissing somebody that routinely rubs aborted baby fetal cells on there? So this is something that, yeah, they're already kind of doing. And what it really goes back to is these main.
Well, how's that different? How's that any different than a money shot?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, geez, do we go through it? The first they abort a fetus, a baby.
Well, sperm cells are technically kind of like stem cells. It's just a bank material.
It's just a clump of cells. The point here is cheese and crackers. I'm trying to get my mind back on a swivel here. The point is, his main point.
I'm not trying to have a serious show. I'm trying to seriously make people make fun of these creepy psychopaths.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because they're psychopaths when it comes down to two things: brainwashing and biochemical engineering. And I think I just coined a term. Ooh, that's good. Mike, hit the drum roll for me there. Biochemical engineering. That's what it is. We're all familiar with the brainwashing, right? And then people understand that we're going to brainwash these people. And then Don Lemon, he cares more about his status. Look at me, I'm on TV. Oh, look at me, I'm on
TV. I'm just pointing out, okay, he is a homosexual, but what I'm saying is he will bend over for anybody.
Yes. And not, most homosexuals will not bend over for anybody. I don't want to put a number on it.
I would say cops old, that'll beat you up.
Better late than never. Yeah, no. I know one of my very close friends is gay, but they also call bodies, right? You're not putting anything in their hole unless it's warranted. So I would say the overwhelming majority of people wouldn't let that occur. And so this person is not only letting it occur potentially sexually, but more importantly, is letting it occur from the man. And for somebody that claims to know history, right? I mean, what's worse than siding with the oppressor?
Oh, man, exactly. Exactly my point. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, all right. Your mom's on the air.
Your mom goes to college.
No, the one that we used to say a lot, well, at least my generation, we used to say your face. Oh, man, that bike is ugly. Your face is ugly.
Yo, I mean, so I'm back in the day, old school kid. Like, I'm like, we used to roast people, dog, like back and forth. Like, that was the thing. Like, if you came to school, especially me being like one of five white kids in my middle school and my high school, when you go to school, you have to have a clean hairline and you have to match, right? They'd be like, how do you match?
Yeah, you definitely went to a black school.
No, look at your hairline. It's so whatever, right? And they were like, really back in the day, kid, you big face stone looking. Remember those little add-ons and stuff? Oh, man, those were the good old days. You big looking.
Going to a black school and you got a messed up hairline? Oh, yeah, you got made fun of.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know.
Oh,
and, until 10th grade, it got it taken care of. Got the pressing up. I remember, yo, freaking going into 7th grade from, I spent 1 year after elementary school, 6th grade at a private school, right? And then I went to middle school, and then I'm like, yo, I don't care. I'm not, I need some Nikes. I had some Spaldings on. Oh man, shit, that was rough. Spaldings.
Spaldings.
How could they do me like that, dude? Spaldings.
You need to at least have the Reeboks.
Oh man, but luckily because I was so dejected because of that, and people still to this day, that's one of the common things that people say against me. They'd be like, "Whoa, Will, you think to be such a revolutionary, but you wear Nike and there's slave labor," and yeah, that's true. But they also helped stop the state of Oregon from being taken over by a legitimate cult who was poisoning the general populace and murdering people. So that helps too. And so, yeah, I mean, so it's after that day, I was like, I'm never going back. You know,
whack, it's gear, whack, it's jewelry, whack, it's foot stance, whack, the way that he talks, whack, the way that he doesn't even like to smile, whack, me, I'm tight.
Yeah, you know what? And listen, I feel you though. I everything I had was hand me down. So if you caught me in a pair of Nikes, or you know, the most expensive shoes I got bought for me off the shelf where it was some Reeboks. But if you saw me some Nikes or something, yeah, those were secondhand. And so that's okay.
See, it was the opposite in my family. Like I'm the oldest, right? And then, so I got all the whack stuff. I got the bootleg first down swishy suit. Ain't even real first down. We're in a high school thinking I'm flossing. I sent away after the Rough Riders CD to get the Rough Riders football jersey. You know what I'm saying? I paid $70 back in the day to match my black and silver Averex boots. Ooh, remember lugs? Yeah.
Well,
so.
listen, for me, I have my FUBU.
Oh yeah,
a giant oversized FUBU shirts with my silver chain, my giant scorpion emblem. Woo! I have my Tim's. Well, my Walmart Tim's. That's what I call them.
That's right. That's right. Because I still didn't get fresh clothes. That's the thing is because we were still poor. I got the Nikes, but the rest of it, like, I got. This is you guys know what Ames is? Ames is like remember back in the day before they had a whole bunch of dollar stores, that one store that was kind of like a big store but like a discount store, but it was kind of like a pre-Walmart type of store.
General Dollar.
It's not even a dollar store, it was like a pre-Walmart type of joint. So I would get
the General Dollar. Everything wasn't a dollar in there, but it was generally cheap. That's why they call it the General Dollar.
Yeah, no, it was a little more than that. It was basically like your beginning. I don't know. The Northeast, the chains are all different everywhere else. But so yeah, I go there and I would get two pairs of jeans and I got a button, a polo shirt, a fake. There's no polo on it. It was just a polo shirt. It wasn't even from the name brand polo. It was just like the the stock name brand. That was it. That's what I got for that. Yeah, I got two pair of jeans, and I remember for like five Christmases in a row asking for an Averex jacket. Them joints cost like $500 bare minimum, and I'm like, damn.
What's worse? I mean, you got all the off brand stuff. I had Polo, I had Tommy Hilfiger, I had all the top brands, but again, secondhand.
They claimed me though, my brother. I had the wax stuff, I had the fake swishy suits and all this stuff, and my brother, he comes out with the Jordan 13 with some baby blue swishies. I'm like, yo, what the hell? He's my big brother. I'm like, damn, my mom bought me Nikes, but never Jordans. I mean, shit, man.
I dressed like a sporty lesbian. I wore the grandma Bobby flannels and, you know, button downs. My mom got us all. There's like, you know, there's three boys in my family. She would go to Foot Locker and just haggle the hell out of it to get the Nikes, get the Air Jordans. Yeah, everybody made fun of me because, oh, y'all get Air Jordans. I must be like, yeah, my mom did that because when they blew out in like 2 months, because we were just hell on 2 feet.
That's the way I was too.
You take them back and you get a brand new pair. And so it was like, yeah, you know, we're paying the same amount of money anybody else is paying. Well, yeah, I mean, I dress like a sporty lesbian, dude. Grandma bought me.
You got any pics, Mike, from back in the day, baby Mike?
Well, you don't even want to know, bro. Dude, I'm a sporty lesbian, dude. I'm talking rolled up cuffs on the white. Yeah, I had polos and I had Jabos and I had Tommy Hilfiger because my mom went to Solo Serve and, you know, got it off clearance everywhere and just bought us all, you know.
Yeah, my mom wasn't smart enough to realize that you could get name brand stuff for the same price you could get at Walmart type stuff before there was Walmart.
You can take it back. When it comes unthreaded and something falls off, you can take it back, man. They're like, yeah, replace that.
I kind of had a deal like that too. My nice shoes I wore at school, but
and
as soon
my cousin's
as I came,
clothes, yes. I did wear a lot of cousins' hand-me-downs.
But as soon as I would come home, the shoes had to come off. As soon as I came home, you back from school, okay, take off your nice stuff, put on your other shoes. But the other shoes, came straight from Payless Shoe Store. Mm. And you want to talk about the hookup? My sister worked for Payless Shoe Store for like 7-8 years. I ripped up a pair of shoes every 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting discount on Payless, you should be out. Yeah, you had some crisp.
You had the church shoes. You had the church shoes.
Keep my
first day of school shoes, and then you had the, you know, you ain't got no shoes. Take your shoes off and run around barefoot and step on mesquite thorns. Welcome to Texas. How many pieces of glass
shoes,
and
though.
Mesquite thorns I had to dig out of my feet growing up? Man, running across the parking lot behind my parents' house, the glass all over it broken. Mesquite tree
and
in the corner.
Yeah.
You better stay away from that mesquite tree running around. Brothers chasing
listen,
you.
Though, yeah, taking that stuff back, though. Taking it back. Even the Payless. The Payless shoes. If you take back Payless shoes every 30 days, you got it made in the shade. So that's what I was doing. That's how we was able to move on up from the east side. You know, save that extra money. But anyways, we get back on the show here. Back on topic, we doing too much commercial banter. I want to again talk about these sellouts in the media. And again, let's just go to the clip. Next clip.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Okay, yeah. Verse 2. Dr. Fauci, give it to me. You know how much I like being on my knees, Dr. Fauci. Don't make me beg.
Give me that D. Don't make me beg.
Oh man, I had to click on the link to see if this was real. I'm like, what the hell is this? Some Saturday Night Live? What the hell is going on here? And then I click on, and this nerd is shimmying over here. Like a peacock, like trying to attract Dr. Fauci as a mate. This what?
That's what I'm saying.
Dr. Fauci, give me that D.
We can't even pinpoint this little. I'm gonna.
He's a squirmer. We get a squirmer on our hands.
Hey, listen,
what, dude,
we can't even pinpoint who he is because he's got the mask on. Yeah. Can we find a picture of him without the mask on? I want this kid identified.
No, dude, it's literally Morty. I've been watching Rick and Morty. That kid is literally Morty, dude.
No, literally. Morty is straight. Morty is straight. He likes Jessica.
I like Mortimer. I like me some Rick and some Morty. I'm Mick Ronchez.
This kid right here, it literally he has the ooh, give it to me. You know, sound in his voice. And it's
like Pat.
He cannot
on my knees. Yes.
Yeah, he's got Pat from SNL in it.
Again, I'm not being homophobic, but
I honestly don't think he's necessarily gay. I just don't think he's confident enough.
He's never
in himself.
Getting laid, Will. Just admit it. He's never.
Well, he may be an incel. I didn't say he wasn't an incel, but what I'm saying is, I think he just needs to do a couple push-ups. Hit his chest a couple times. I just think he's got a nerdy tone of voice. I don't think he's necessarily gay. I just think
I know what you mean, but there's nerd only to such a degree to where you become pansy.
Hold on.
Whether you're gay or not, life. You become pansy. And pansy, you know, you're easily switchable. It just depends on who gets to you first. That's like the blank slate right there.
Of course, Link can be female.
Don't take feminism seriously. It's almost like a form of population control.
I know we're gonna get it for this episode, but again,
what does that mean? Not...
But it's the whole selling out. It's the submissiveness. Okay, submissiveness. That's what I'm trying to point out here. The submissive Dawn women will bend over and take it. You don't have to ask. You don't even have to ask. He knows. He can smell who's in power, who's of authority over him. You know, and just bend over and he's right there.
Yeah,
like a dog in heat. Like a dog in heat.
What's a
but,
cookie?
So, people like this nerd who's in love with Dr. Fauci, and it's the submissiveness. And that is what is being shoved in our face. Where are the macho dudes? Remember that commercial where, you know, you had all these people paying with their cards?
Remember the A-Team?
Their credit cards. Hold on. They're walking to the store, and they're in at a register. They have those. They're paying their credit cards. They each have their own, like, shorts, polo shirt, and sweater over it, you know. And it's like this dude pulls out a handful of cash, and everybody's looking at him like he's the fag. So it's like, where's macho dudes at? Where are these people like, hey, you know what? I like a steak. I like a big juicy hamburger. No, where are these people at?
Sir, this is a vegan restaurant. I will have you Sir, I hope you realize the World Economic Forum said that you will only have meat. Maybe. Now, these guys are men. D.A. Baracus? That's a man right there.
We need 18 guys because all we have are beta males that are being pushed out in front of us in media.
Hey, I like Dr. Fauci beta too. Want to play? I like Dr. Fauci too. Want to play Swords later?
Beta males, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the submissive, broken down shadow of a man. It's what's being pushed out in front of us. This is who we need to be.
Well, don't
we need to be Don Lemon. We need to be this little geek begging for Dr. Fauci's ouchie.
You know what's a hate crime right now?
That was
you guys remember the movie The Little Rascals?
What's this about?
Mm-hmm. Remember that clip where it's like, boys stand up for themselves, girls stick together, and this and that. No, we don't.
That is, let me see if I can find that, because that would be considered a hate crime right now by the Little Rascals.
Yeah, well, again, it is just, we need people who are solid. Solid people. It doesn't matter your sexuality. It doesn't matter. And, you know, that's inconsequential. What matters is that you are a dominant person in your own life. In your own world. In your own home. You need to be the sovereign. In your own shoes. In your own pants.
Hold on.
You need to be the boss.
Best in life. Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And they hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good.
Screw your freedom.
Or, yeah, you just say bye-bye to your freedom. You know, that's up to you, people. I'm not going to be made into one of these beta males, new world order beta males. I'm not. And I realize that's why a lot of these famous people are being killed. Remember when, like low black comedians that were like real dominant personality types just kept dying off one by one, like Bernie Mac. We don't have Bernie Mac types anymore that didn't take no crap. We got Kevin Hart that likes to scream like a woman.
I'm loud. That's what I do. I'm Kevin Hart.
Well, not only that, no, but even take it a step further. Even Kevin Hart, who is not funny to me, although he was funny in 40-Year-Old Virgin in that one clip. But besides that, he's not funny to me. But even he, a black man, was disinvited to host some famous award ceremony because some gay joke he tweeted years ago.
Yeah. He was supposed to champion the beta males. And
something wrong
they
on Twitter 10 years ago.
he was supposed to be champion
the beta males.
That's why he was a letdown. Oh, he did a gay joke. Oh, darn it.
Because even Cat Williams is Cat. I mean, Kevin Hart could probably dunk on Cat Williams, but Cat Williams will tell you the truth, and he's there's some parts of Cat Williams that are feminine, but you're not going to call him gay. He's masculine as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Cat Williams is just, he's just got that pimp, the elegance. That's all.
He's just a pimp. He's just a straight pimp. That's it.
Spam pimping since spam pimping since spam pimping.
Cat Williams is that anomaly just because he's got that for sure. But yeah, you got to you have that auntie character who is a little bit feminine, but he's right there to guide you because he's been around women. He's gonna let you know how women act and how you treat a woman and that sort of thing. So that's cool. I don't have any problem with that. A little feminism is, there's no crime against it. If you can relate, I'm not gonna hate.
I'm finna buy me a self-driving car.
Exactly. So I mean, yeah, he's like, I love the fact that he just tossed away his career telling us about how freaky the Illuminati was.
That's right.
I thank him for that.
Me too. He kept it real. He's one of the very few celebrities that kept it real and told people the truth. And by the way, Mikey, I tried Voodoo Ranger last week for the first time. It was awesome.
What'd you get, the Imperial? What'd you get? The Juicy? The Imperial?
I don't know.
Was it the dark? Was it the dark green? Dark green.
I don't remember. I'll get it tomorrow and I'll take a picture.
And it's good stuff, dude. It's, yeah. That's worth it.
The Voodoo Ranger. That sounds like that's. Sounds like something you buy off of AdamandEve.com.
Voodoo
Ranger.
tonight's episode of Don Lemon Tonight is brought to you by Voodoo Ranger. Right where you need it, Voodoo Ranger.
Oh, step. Get a little ethnic magic from a pistol.
I need a vulture call for that one. Yeah.
Rule your freedom.
Vulture Squad.
Vulture Squad. All right.
You know what? And yeah, but and the thing is, I'm really mad because I've never been a bully. I've always been the anti-bully. I would beat up bullies, but this little Fauci song singing kid, I want his face. I want him exposed. I want his identity. I want him without the mask. I want to know who sings the song. I think he has no inhibitions. Like, hey, everybody, I'll take it in the mouth and the anal because you don't know who I am. I got a mask on. I get to be me.
Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. Oh, yeah.
That's hot.
Oh.
That's that fire, boys. You know, that's just that fire.
You know.
You can't even see that fire.
I need him and Bad Barbie together on a remix.
Do you know? Do you know who he is? I fear that he's one of these boys that Biden's had you know has gripped from behind and sniffed, and you know pre-approved because he's been passed around. You know we don't know who this kid is. He could be.
It's
one
funny
of
that you say that because I was thinking the same thing in the back of my head, but I didn't want to say it. I was thinking it was slightly different. I was like, "What if they just drag this kid out on a leash out of Comet Ping Pong Pizza and like put him up here?" Like, Dr. Fauci, give me ready. Like, what?
So I'm not alone in this. All right. Yeah, I mean.
And I love when kids sniff my crotch. I let them play with my leg hairs, and they sit on my lap, and I spank them, and I bite people. I mean, what the hell are we witnessing? We got Dog the Bounty Hunter out here doing a better job than... I mean, what kind of world
Come on,
is
man.
This?
Come on, man.
Just give him a break. Can we give him a break?
Come on, man. Listen. Here's the deal. We're gonna go to commercial break, and we'll be right back, y'all.
Too early.
That's the deal.
Too early. Come on, man.
It's too early.
Too early, man. It's 8:57. We'll go out with Fauci kid. Fauci kid. Roll Fauci kid.
Wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci. Yes. Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some
ease. Have to wear a condom.
Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Give me that big squeeze.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.